Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, November 5th, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I am very excited to hear from tonight's host for the call. We'll get to him in just one second. I want to quickly go out to the state of Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheber. Damian, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, loud and clear, and I understand you have somebody you want to recognize tonight.
I do. Family, I just want to talk about the power of events real quick, because it's amazing what happens when we get new associates to events. And when I say new associates, it doesn't mean new, although hopefully they are, right? But maybe people got in a while ago, and that's the case with a gal on my team, Lily Palacios. By the way, Lily, are you on the call? Hopefully
yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm here.
Well, awesome. Well, here's what happened. Lily joined the team a couple of years ago, but her sponsor didn't really do a whole lot. And even though we've touched base here and there throughout the years, she came out to a couple of trainings in the month of, toward the end of September and at the beginning of October. She heard me promoting about Super Saturday. She came down with me to Las Vegas from Boise. Right, went 10 hours to Las Vegas to see the incredible Mr. Mike Humes, and got fired up, and she's been on fire ever since. Now she's on the verge of manager, going from associate to on the verge of manager in just a couple of weeks since then. She's been to group school. She just came with me to another Super Saturday in Salt Lake. Lily, real quick, I would just like for you to share with you what those events, or share with the family, what those events were like and how they motivated or inspired you.
Well, it was a good experience of getting to know people that are million-dollar ring earners and their stories and how they built their business. That gave me, an inspiration that I could do it too.
There you go. You've been to now two Super Saturdays in the last 4 weeks. You've been to two Super Saturdays and a group school. And I've always known you could do it. You now know you can do it. Real quick, what's your goal? I mean, I was just over at sitting down with you over your workplace. Just share with everyone, what your goal is for the month of November.
My goal for the month of November is becoming director or trying to get more enrollments. And I've also done the training with small businesses. So I'm hoping to hit small businesses as well. And get that trip to Cabo.
There you go. Lily, thank you so much. And family, again, it's just the power of events. Sometimes, I don't know that I could have gotten Lily that excited just by talking to her or sharing, where I think what she could do with this business. But the reality is I brought her to people who could then inspire her and get her excited. And that's the power of events. We need to get more people out to Super Saturdays. We need to get more people out to group schools. We need to get more, employee benefit certification training, right? We need to get more people out to third-party events. And, Mr. Mm-hmm. Moore, thank you so much. I'll turn the time back over to you.
All right, Mr. Sheber, again, congratulations. You're doing an awesome job building your team. Well, I'm excited, like I said earlier, to hear from tonight's guest speaker. He has actually served in the Army with a tour in Vietnam. He comes from a background of retail management. He managed four stores in two different states. He's been a Legal Shield associate now for 28 years, earning his $100,000 ring. He's a Millionaire Club member. He's a Golden App recipient. He's personally sold over 12,400 memberships. He has PC qualified since inception. 207 consecutive months. Ladies and gentlemen, that's over 17 years without missing a single month. He is a recipient of the Wilburn Smith Award. He has also won the Ken Moore Award and the Moore Success Team Road Warrior Award. He also is a great friend and business partner of mine, Mr. Harold Pinson. Welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on tonight. And before I get started, I will recognize a few people here, in just a couple of moments, but I want to go over a couple of promotion items. Of course, we still have the PC for Life qualification ongoing, and to do that, all that's required for the PC90 is $60 premium membership. That is a $24.95 legal plan and $24.95 identity theft plan, plus one new recruit, and you have $90 premium, and your PC qualified for that month. Now, PC Pro, you know, if you want to double your income, just double your failure. So you go out and let's market two memberships. That's a $49.95 legal plan, $49.95 identity plan. Two of those for $120 plus one new recruit, and you get $180. And then we also have three tiers of retention and bonus payouts. PC qualified, PC 90 for 2 to 11 months, 65 to 77% retention, $35 payout there, 77 to 82%, $50 payout there, 82% plus $65. If your PC qualified for 12 to 23 months and your retention rate is 65 to 77%, you get $110 there, 77% to 82%, $150. And 82% plus at the 12-month, $2,385 there. And then if it's 24 months plus, 65 to 77% persistency there, or retention, $150 payout there, bonus. 77 to 82%, $200. 82% plus, $250. And then PC Pro, 2 to 11 months, 65 to 77%, $75. 77 to 82%, $100. 82% plus, $125. Now PC Pro from 12 months to 23 months, 65 to 77% is $225. 77 to 82%, $300. 82% plus, $375. And then 24 months plus at the 65 to 77% retention rate, $300. 77 to 82%, $400. And 82% plus $500. And then we also have a fun trip coming up. How many guys on the call would like to go to Cabo? I'll tell you, we've been able to experience Cabo ourselves when Kathy and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary the year before last. That's where we went. And it's a fantastic place. And it's all-inclusive. You receive 4 nights, 5 days at the Hard Rock Hotel in Cabo San Lucas, round trip airfare for two, so that you won't have to be parachuted over the island. Airport transfers, welcome transportation, a farewell dinner, and dance party on the beach. $750 resort credit, including but not limited to golf, spa and beauty salon services, romantic dinners, upgraded wine services. And they've got two different divisions, network, top 250 qualifiers there. Eligibility criteria, get PC qualified consecutively from October 18th of 2018 to February 2019, and achieve a minimum of 1,200 total Network Performance Club premium points, and be a Legal Shield Advantage subscriber. And then do Enhancement Platinum and Recruiting Multiplier, calculated monthly. First recruit with membership each month, 50% increase in premium. Second recruit with membership each month, a 25% increase in premium. Third recruit with membership each month, 10% increase in premium. And then after that, no limit, 10% increase for each additional recruit with a membership. And trip rank is based on total trip premium, membership premium, plus recruiting multiplier. And don't forget to recruit and add membership and also receive an additional premium increase on each month's business. And then be a Platinum World Council member and also be one of the top 10 MVPs to qualify. And on the business solution side, about top 100 qualifiers, eligibility criteria there for PC qualified, consecutive for October 2018 to February 2019, and achieve a minimum of $3,200 premiums and total solution premium, a dollar premium equals one solution point. And also earn an additional $150 in solution premiums for each new group open during that five-month period. So I know there's a lot of B people on this call, so you go out and open up four groups a month. That's That's $600 just opening up the new groups there. And, of course, you also have to be a Legal Shield Advantage subscriber. And also the top five trainers are determined via the trainer scoreboard. They will also qualify. Then the last announcement is you have an opportunity to drive away in a Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And this incentive is from November the 1st to February 28th. And you earn tickets to the Mad Streak, qualifying PC, or qualifying PC Pro. And you receive one ticket for every month you start or to continue your Mad Streak, one membership per sale or recruit with a membership per month. And you receive two tickets for every month you PC qualify with a $90 premium. You get additional two tickets for every month that you PC Pro qualify with a $180 premium. And total tickets possible, 20 total tickets during a four-month period if you PC qualify. There's also more. Five winners will receive two tickets for the Fall Leadership Convention as well as three-night hotel accommodation. Five more winners will be drawn for one-year eligibility at Legal Shield Advantage. And that right there in itself is a heck of a prize at Legal Shield Advantage. To learn more about that, just check out the Mad Streak details. Go get more information at PC Pro and view your complete incentive guidelines. Well, before I get into my talk, I tell people I want to go out and give them a moment or two. And Bruce and Jed Johnson, are you on the call? Hello?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Bruce. Just give me a little bit of background on what you guys have been doing. I know y'all been kind of tearing the market up out there in Florida here recently.
Well, actually, Judy's going to do the speaking. So, okay. But thanks so much for letting us come on for a few minutes. We've actually been part of the More Success team for 14 years. We absolutely love what we do. A little bit about us. We do have two children, seven grandchildren, and we're going to be great grandparents next month. I can't wait. And I'm not really that old, so. but we've both been in the corporate world, and since being retired 4 years ago, we have our time back to do what we love, which is travel, fish, have time for our church and family, and those types of things. I don't have anybody telling me what I can and can't do. But when we signed up, our upline, Yvette Mayo, who many of you know, who we just love to pieces, she told us that we had to go to group school. I had no idea where I was going to come up with the money, but Yvette said, go find it. So we did. And I am so glad that we did, because to date we've marketed over 1,700 memberships, and we've also been in front of dozens of group accounts telling the Legal Shield story. But what we decided to do this year was, since we're not getting any younger, we wanted to start recruiting and building a larger team. Now we have a great team, we're all family, and we help each other to grow our business, but it took us out of our comfort zone, something that we needed to do. We've been doing group as our number one focus, so we decided to make the turn. So what we're doing now is we're hosting a weekly briefing twice a month at the Chamber of Commerce to help build the Titusville market. We're ambassadors with the chamber. We attend all functions and ribbon cuttings, quite involved in how we market ourselves as that Legal Shield person. We do a lot of networking. We've also spoke at several small business events, which was kind of cool. We do a lot of walking the community, which actually I call cold calling. I've done cold calling since day one. Love what we do. I love to cold call. We do a lot of volunteering, and we do networking in the community. So that's a little bit about how we do our business and what's important to us. And some of the nuggets that we've like to share with everybody is the first one, which is very important to both Bruce and I, is to be persistent and consistent. If you are persistent and consistent and don't give up, you'll get your prize. One of our national accounts, Grable Movers, took us over 3 years to close. But I was persistent in calling, and we actually had that account for over 11 years. But most of our accounts are 50 employees or less. And but you want to be the person that goes above and beyond. We do the 10 core commitment no matter what, whether we have to drive an hour and a half or 2 hours to the Super Saturday or to Jacksonville to improve our group accounts, we'll do that. You want to be on all the calls. We've been on a lot of more success team calls. And you always want to attend the national convention. So this is our business, and what is it that we want out of it? Well,
hello?
Harold, I believe we lost her.
Okay. Well, J.D. Bruce, I think we lost you, but I sure am proud of all the work you're doing out there, and just keep up the good work.
Can you still hear me? Hello?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know what that was, but this lady kind of came on and started talking. Anyway, it's our business, and what do we want to get out of it? Well, we can all agree that we want everyone to have equal access to the legal system, so everybody deserves to know about the Legal Shield. And I have to give praise to the Lord because he's opened many doors. He's given us favor, and we want to thank him. And we also want to thank the More Success team for the many years of the friendship, kindness, and direction that you've given to Bruce and I. And I'm going to end up with know what your why is and never, ever, ever quit. Boy, there's been times when we want to quit 3 or 4 times a day, but we just get right back up because we are Legal Shield and we are just getting started. And if I have a second, I would like to introduce John and Christine Leocha. John, are you and Christine on?
Yes, we are.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to say a few things about them. They're managers within our team, and they just qualified Performance Club for 2 months. They've actually been to a couple of group schools. They've attended conventions, and they're doing what it takes to build a successful business. So I just wanted to do a shout-out to John and Christine and just give us a few words of your journey with Legal Shield. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Judy and Bruce. All I can say is that we're deeply in debt and grateful for having you. Such a great upline, a cross line, and it's just a matter of keeping up and doing the same things over and over again, and it'll all come together, and it's starting to come together. So amen to that.
Amen.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Harold, I'm done, I think.
Okay, well, thank you, Judy. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you guys very much.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm here. All right. Thank you.
He said bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm going to jump
thank
right
you.
Into things right now. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Harold.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, we really do have a fun business, and I took a moment just to break down FUN. The S stands for Fantastic Business Opportunity, and we don't have a better business opportunity anywhere in the country than through Legal Shield. And the U stands for Untapped. You know, we're actually virtually untapped after 46 years, and right here in the state of Oklahoma, we're right at 4%. So we still have another 96% market potential right here in the state of Oklahoma. And the N stands for Now is the Time. Now, the first part of this tonight, I'm going to do something a little bit different. You know, throughout our lives, we'll all go through different types of fear. And our top 10 fear motivators, number one is the fear of failure. Number two is fear of success. Number three is fear of dying. You know, if you're right in the Lord, you don't have to worry about that fear. Number four is fear of commitment. And we have fear of flying, fear of public speaking, fear of heights, fear of the dark, and fear of rejection. Now, I'm not going to go through all those tonight. I just want to go through maybe about three of them. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but fear is said to be the most powerful emotion known to mankind, more powerful than even love. That's really pretty scary. And the fear of failure, what causes that is, you know, it can be really paralyzing and prevents you from moving forward to acquire and achieve your goals. And people who suffer from this often subconsciously undermine their own efforts to avoid disappointment or failure. In other words, they just basically give up. And people who grow up with overly critical parents carry this humiliation and negativity into adulthood with them. And it can be it can show up as a reluctance to try something new or basically self-destruct, anxiety, low self-esteem, and perfectionism. Number two is fear of success. And the reason why most people may fear success is related to mixed messages society sends them regarding those who succeed. And it's been limited with negative characteristics such as competition, envy, or evil. You know, I've experienced that myself back in my early parts of my career. This gentleman is retired now, but this guy was having all kinds of success. Several of you on this call know him. His name is Bill Haynes. He was just tearing the market up, and I was basically stuck in the mud. And I started just beating myself over the head because I just couldn't get out of it. And it finally just dawned on me. He said, don't worry about him. Just focus on yourself. You know, other people have internalized verbal abuse, such as being told that they were losers and they wouldn't amount to much. There may be some of you on the call here tonight that has been told that, but I want to tell you right up front, none of you folks are losers. You were born to succeed. God created you, and he made you unique. He created you for success. And some people live down to these expectations. Fear of public speaking. This can often affect people from all walks of life. I know I've had that fear at times. I just get sweaty palms, start pacing a lot. In some cases, I even have to go to the restroom some. That's a joke. But the way it can affect you, physical symptoms associated with fear of public speaking may include nausea, dry mouth, increased blood pressure, muscle tension, rapid heartbeat. Some verbal symptoms include speech pauses, trembling voice, stuttering, and inability to speak at all. In fact, I know a gentleman here in Ada. He's been an associate for years, and I really feel sorry for the man. He really wants to do good, but he just can't go out and talk to people. And folks, to succeed in this business, you have to go out and talk to people. My heart goes out to him. And researchers have estimated that more than 75% of those people, to some degree of public speaking, have an anxiety or most fear public speaking. They fear that more than they do death. Then we have fear of rejection. And this last one I'm going to mention, I'll go on some steps on how to overcome those. Fear of rejection is a deep-seated human fear that can be problematic. It can be a long accepted, and this basic primitive need is to be in. Never mind that. Well, children grow up in dysfunctional families to unhealthy lifestyles, extreme to be accepted by their peers, and they usually suffer from low self-esteem and fear of being ostracized or rejected. And always remember this, true courage is not the absence of fear, but to have the control of it. There are several steps to overcome your fears. First of all, you have to define it. Define your fears instead of your goals. And once when you do that, you're on the road to success. And the very first step in defining your goal is to find out what it is. Defining your fear will help reveal it, about why you have these fears, and will also help you determine a plan of action to to develop your goals and understanding it. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is to be understood. And understanding your fear is critical to overcoming it. How does it come on? How does it make you feel? I know how my fears make me feel. You know, it could be gut-wrenching, something that overpowers you, or it just could be butterflies. And the level of intensity will tell you how deep the fear is and that how it affects you both physically and emotionally. Follow your intuitions. Follow your instincts. That's where the wisdom manifests itself. Your intuition is your absolute guide, and it is never wrong. If a little voice keeps nagging and about conquering your fears, chances are you need to listen to it. Contextualize it. If it scares you, it might be a good thing that you try. And how detrimental is this fear to achieving your goals? Is it a barrier to your future success? And you need to ask this to yourself. You know, honest answers to these questions will help you determine how much of a plan you need to conquer it and determine whether it's real. Your fear may be self-generated or false evidence appearing real. It appears real even it's through a future and it's happening now. And if it has no substance arising, then your ego is threatened. And if you find yourself asking questions like, you know, what if I don't make it? What if she doesn't or he doesn't like me? What if they laugh at me at my ideas? These are usually artificial barriers that put themselves and then worry about what is in life. You know, I've had those thoughts run in my head before when I first started with the business. You know, all those questions went through my mind. What if they don't like me? What if they laugh at me? Well, I did have them laugh at me. I remember my first free presentation I went out and made. I think the guy at the water plant in Paul's Valley knew the presentation better than I did. But, you know, I got over it. You need to decide whether it's worth your time. Is giving this fear wholehearted attention, the time and effort? Will negativity consume me and lead me to toxicity? Or is getting over this fear a positive step in achieving true success? You need to approach it head on. And I kind of like this quote right here. The brave man is not he who dies, The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. And once you've decided that it needs your time and attention, attack it. Go to it head on. Don't be afraid of it. Devise a plan of action. Stick to it. And this is surely part of your personal growth and will make you stronger. You know, I've conquered a lot of fears over my life, and it has made me stronger. You got to channel your spiritually. Getting the Word of God every single day. Ask God for your help. Pray every day. Seek Him, and you know, the Bible says, "Seeking is to find; knocking shall be open." Seek spiritual advice. If you need additional support, don't be afraid to ask for help. This can also help you conquer your fears. Seek out experts in the area where you need help in. Educate yourself. Some fears are based on personal experiences. You know, abuse, tragedy, loss, or grief. Others are a result of culture and past experiences. You need to educate yourself about your fears and how they came to be. And the more that you educate yourself about it, the better you'll be coming at overcoming, and then you start to visualize success. And by visualizing your goals completed, you flip your mind going through the frequency that contains the way you'll be attracted to you. And you need to ask yourself this: what will success look like? How good will that feel? Depending on the intensity of your fears, visualizing success will truly bring about positive feelings and confidence to execute your strategies and overcome your fear. You have to have a positive attitude. I always liked what Dave Sevilla used to say, you know, if you wake up, have a bad attitude, just go out and lift the hood on your car and find that positive post and bite down on it. Don't you dare let go till you get all charged up. And I like the word hope. And the word hope only means have only positive experiences. And by having a positive attitude, it'll help you get through the entire process. You know, we have to learn from mistakes. Beth mentioned that on the call at 8 o'clock. And, you know, talking about mistakes, the greatest mistake you can ever make in life is continue to be afraid that you will make one. And the only reason that none of us, any of the ring earners on this call tonight, is we've all made plenty of mistakes. And I'm sure I'm going to make, I'll probably make one tomorrow. But, you know, we can learn from those. And learning from mistakes is essential in life. And if you make one, it's not the end of the world. It's just try and try again. You need to take action. And speaking of action, if you lay dormant, inaction breeds doubt and fear. And action breeds confidence, breeds courage. And if you want to conquer fear, don't sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Have a concrete plan. Practice and speak in a situation that would otherwise be intimidating, like being a presenter at a conference or maybe a weekly workshop. Step out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to expand yourself. When you form the habit of doing something that scares you, your courage keeps growing little by little. And then soon enough, the barriers that once were hindering you, they basically vanish, and you maximize your potential. So you need to embrace it. We acquire strength that we have overcome. You may want to fully embrace your fears once you've conquered it and become an expert and passing it on your experience and help others who are going through the same things that you went through. And experience will show that you've truly embraced that. And then real quick, on ingredients to succeed in this business, there's really three major steps. You have to have a burning desire, and it must be driven, just like a white-hot button, to accomplish your goals and succeed. And your goals have to be, they have to be right on. They have to be time-based. You have to be coachable. You know, if you just want to go out and do it on your own, I can tell you right up front, you're gonna fail. You know, I've been doing this business for almost 29 years, and I know a few things, but I don't know everything. I'm always wanting to learn something where maybe on up the ladder. So be coachable. You must be willing to truly listen to the masters and follow the guidance with focus, and be willing to work. And you must be willing to work even when you don't feel like it. I've often said this, there's only two ways to do this business. That's when you feel like it and when you don't. Some of the best days in my Legal Shield career has been on the days I didn't feel like going out and doing it. And every successful marketer possesses all three of these. And if you're missing one, you're basically done. And, you know, success is not found in convenience. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. You know, you're going to have to pay a price. We've all paid that price. You may have to give up weekends, give up your football games, do that on short term to gain that long term freedom. Either way you go, You'll either pay the price of hard work that begets success, or you will refuse to make the sacrifice and pay the price of failure. Either way, a price will be paid. And if you ever want to have time and freedom, you just can't afford to procrastinate. You know, if not now, when? If not this, what? You know, this has to be your time. You already have a proven business model. You know, we stood the test of time. We've been in business over 46 years. In the last 10 years, we've paid out over $10 billion in commissions. And there's plenty more money to be had out there on the table. And like I said, I've been doing this for almost 29 years. I still want my share of that. They've got several more billion out there to pay us. You know, money can make you more if you already are. If you're a bad person, you can now afford to be a worse person. But if you're a good person, you can now do nice things for others. So you need to decide today that you want more money and determine what you need it for. Remember, you get more of whatever you focus on. Thoughts are things, so steer your thought. And, you know, if you're in debt, you know, focus on that debt and you will get more of it. But focus on wealth, you get more of that as well. And, you know, if you're doing this part-time, you know, people should work just doing your regular job to make a living while working at night, doing your legal shield business, building the future. And earning a living is good, but, you know, your own fortune is even better when your fortune is that will provide you time and freedom. And the more value that that you deliver, and that's what we do, is we deliver value. We don't market memberships. We deliver value. We change people's lives. But the more value you deliver, the more money you earn and bring no value, you don't bring any money. And I know this has been said many, many times, but don't listen to those who don't want what you want. When you buy someone else's opinion, you buy their lifestyle. So determine what you want and find a mentor who has it and who is willing to help you achieve and have what you want. Did you know the word of endorsement from someone who you influence people are five times more profoundly than selling an advertisement online on television? And I found this quote here not too long ago. People often say that this or that person has not found himself, but the self is not something one finds. It is something one creates. And ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you'll do. Attitude determines how well you do it. And we don't have to be fast. We simply have to be steady and move in the right direction. And direction always trumps speed. I've said this many, many times. You know, it took me over 15 years to achieve my $100,000 ring. I was the, you all know the story of the turtle and the hare. I was the turtle of Legal Shield. But you know what? Even though I stumbled and fell along the road, I just kept getting back up. So if it takes you 20 years to get that ring, you stick and stay. And be committed. You know, commitment is the enemy of resistance. For it is a serious promise to press on no matter how many times you are knocked down. And that's a good quote by David McNally. And also, don't count the days, but make the days count. And I think one of my favorite quotes of all is adversity causes some men to break, but it causes others to break records. And success without fulfillment is an ultimate failure. And try not to become a person of success, but try to become a person of value. And always remember this, good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. And I'm going to throw out one more, then I'm done. Optimism is a faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. So I think that is my time. I think I've gone over.
Well, Herod, you did an excellent job tonight. I appreciate all those words of wisdom. I especially appreciate to you and your guest that you had on. And we look forward to having you again in the near future.
Well, thank you.
All right, Harold. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to end our call tonight. We're going to always leave it like we always did when Mr. Moore was alive. Let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield. He always said everything else will work out just fine. Until next Monday night, good night, everyone.